I'm a man of great faith, but I don't have enough faith to believe that the earth just, it was a great bang and all this just came to pass and it's happening. You know, I don't have that kind of faith. Let's go on and see what the next one is. Verse 3. Then locusts came from the smoke and descended on the earth, and they were given power to sting like scorpions. Anybody here ever been stung by a scorpion? I have too. There used to be a lot of them where I lived, but they were little. You know, they were only about that long. But one of them little fellers, when that forked tail, when he brings that thing up, boy, it hurts. You know that? But he says they sting like scorpions. You know, other places in the Word of God, when he refers to scorpions, he refers to demons. So this may be what he's talking about here, not a real physical scorpion. Because demons are called scorpions. And so they can be very wicked. They were told, the scorpions were told, not to hurt the grass or plants or trees, but to attack all the people who did not have the seal of God on their forehead. Are you glad you're sealed by the Holy Spirit? Because these beasts have no power over us, do they? Whew. Thank you, Jesus. Wow. Thank you, Lord. Let's go on to verse 5. They were told not to kill them, so he's going to be good to them. They were told not to kill them, but to torture them for 5 months. Edna, can you imagine having scorpions in your house every day that sting you every day for 5 months? No. But is this going to happen? It's in the Word, isn't it? Who's this going to happen to? The people that don't believe in Jesus. The people that don't believe in Jesus. So, you know, if you've got somebody, and probably everybody I know has got somebody that they love that's not a Christian and don't want nothing to do with Jesus, well, now would be a good time to start praying for them. Now would be a very good time to start praying for them. And perhaps many of them you will save, because if they don't accept Jesus and they're still here when all this happens, and I don't think this is too far away, they're not going to like it when these scorpions or these demons come in and start tormenting them for 5 months. 5 months. You know, when I read that, I thought, God, why 5 months? Why not 3 months? Why not a year? They were told not to kill them, but to torture them for 5 months with agony like the pain of the scorpion stings. In those days, people will seek death, but will not find it. They will long to die, but death will flee from them. I have never been to a place like that in my life. No, and I don't want to ever be in a place like that in my life. I love living. Now, there has been times in my life whenever certain things have happened, and I've had lots of trials and tribulations and tests, and everything that could go wrong went wrong. When I think, in fact, I've even had a couple of days in my life where I said, that's it. I mean, let's just quit and go to the house. I ain't going to work no more today. I've had all I can stand. You know, I'm going to quit for the day and go see God. And then, of course, when I do that, he usually says, well, that's what I've been trying to get you to do all the time, and you wouldn't do it. But now I finally got through to you. You know what I mean, don't you? Yeah. He's trying to get me to turn loose and go back and spend some time with him and spend some time in the Word. That's why when I wake up in the morning, the first thing I do, I praise the King. I just lay there in the bed and praise and worship the Lord. And then all during the day, and the other day I walked through the ministry center, and I almost got through the media room where Kathy works, and she said, I almost got to the other side. She said, Pastor! Oh, I said, I didn't see you, Kathy. I said, what's going on? She said, I can't believe this. I said, what do you mean you can't believe? She said, this is the first time in my life that I ever heard you walk through this ministry center, whether you knew I was here or not, that you didn't say, praise the Lord. Do you think the King likes for us to say, praise his name? Yes, he does. He wants us to praise him. So that's why I do what I do. But in those days, people will seek death, but will not find it. They will long to die, but death will flee away. Verse 7 and 8. The locusts looked like horses armed for battle. full crowns on their heads. They had human faces. This is an odd looking critter. The locusts look like horses. Now you got to remember, if you had been John writing this, and you were seeing all this come to pass, and it was new modern day machines like we have today, how would you explain an attacked helicopter? I mean, there's no words in your vocabulary to explain an attacked helicopter. You know, so when you look in, you see a man in there with one of those deals on, and you can see his face and all that stuff, and you see that helicopter, and you hear the roar of the wings and everything. Well, maybe that's what they're talking about here. I don't know. It kind of sounds like it. It said, the locusts look like horses. They were armed for battle. They had gold crowns on their heads, and they had human faces. Their hair was long like the hair of a woman, and their teeth were like the teeth of a lion. Man, that's a strange-looking critter. That's all I got to say. I mean, but these things, whatever they are, you know, and I don't know what they are, but, you know, there's something supernatural, and it could very well be that John, as he was writing this, he was looking down on earth, seeing this, and there could have been some of these machines that this is the only way he could explain it. Because he didn't know how to explain it any other way. I mean, if you only have seen horses, you ain't never seen a tank or a helicopter, you ain't never seen an airplane, how are you going to explain an airplane, a helicopter, or a tank, Richard, when you ain't never seen one? You don't know what it is. So he said, and then verse 9 and 10, let's see what that says. They wore armor made of iron, and their wings roared like an army of chariots rushing into battle. Is that what a helicopter sounds like? That's exactly, I mean, over there where the field house is at, every time I go over there where my son's business is, there's at least two helicopters they're training in every day. I mean, they're only 300 or 400 feet off the ground. And those guys come over and they go over to Elias and back, and man, them things just roar, whoop, 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 whoop. They're just running and roaring like crazy all the time over there, training people to fly them helicopters. And he says, they had tails that stung like scorpions with power to torture people. This power was given to them for 5 months. You know, some of the machines we had when I was in the military, you know, some of those fire missiles that we shot out of those things, you know, I can only imagine how John would explain that when he sees these missiles, these little ones come zipping out of there. There's a fire stream behind them. So that would be something that'd be hard to explain back with a first century person. I mean, yeah, for us, we know, yeah, he's fired a missile, you know, no big deal. But back in then, he didn't know what that was. But they're devil. He said, they had that power. He said, their king is the angel from the bottomless pit. His name in Hebrew is Abaddon, and in Greek, Apollyon, which means the destroyer. The first terror is past, but look, two more terrors are coming. My lands, I don't think I'd want to live through just that one, would you? You know, if the world knew what this book says, they would all be knocking down the doors to get to know Jesus, wouldn't they? And what do? We don't tell them. I mean, just think, if you knew that this is what was going to happen to you in the future, and that not only were you going to be tormented on earth like this, but when you did get to die, you was going to spend eternity in a lake of fire forever. That ought to make anybody want to know Jesus. I mean, he loves you. He wants to do good things for you. He don't want to do bad things for you. He just wants to give you good things. So why in the world can you not love Jesus? I love him. Don't you, brother? Yes, we love Jesus. Praise the Lord. The first terror is past, but two more is coming. Good grief. Let's see how much worse it gets. Then the sixth angel blew his trumpet, and I heard a voice speaking from the four horns of the gold altar that stands in the presence of God. And the voice spoke to the sixth angel who held the trumpet, "Release the four angels who are bound at the great Euphrates River." Obviously, there's four angels that are sitting over there at the great Euphrates River. Now, you go up into Armenia, and there is where the great Euphrates River starts, and it comes down out of that to Turkey, and then it comes from Turkey through Iraq and comes all the way down and out into the Persian Gulf. Now, the Euphrates River is over 2,200 miles long. It's a big river. I mean, you know, you could fly a long time over there and never get from one end of that thing to another. 2,000 miles is a long river. But obviously, he's got four angels over there that are bound at the great Euphrates River. So let's see what happens in the next verse. And the four angels who had been prepared for this hour and day and month and year were turned loose to kill one-third of all the people on earth. Wait a minute. How many people do we have on the earth today? Somewhere in the neighborhood of 7 billion. That's over 2-point-something billion people. I can't even comprehend that. Can you? I mean, I think about the 50 or 60,000 guys we lost in Vietnam when I was over there. He said there's going to be a third of the total population killed. What if there's 8 billion on the earth before this happens? Then it'll still be a third. What if it gets to 10 billion before it happens? Then there'll still be a third. But he's going to kill a third of the people. I'll tell you what, I don't believe I want to be here during this. Do you? If I am here, I want to make sure I'm an obedient son of God. He can take me and you and hide us out there somewhere and protect us. You know that? He can take care of us. We don't want to be with this bunch of people that don't know him. One third. Then he said those angels led an army of 200 million mounted troops. I heard an announcement of how many there were. Just think, an army of 200 million.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety, titled, What Will Make the World Repent? Or you would like to have any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.